community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And right now, I believe I have on the telephone with us Don Morris with Oklahoma Workforce. Good morning. How you doing today?
Hey, doing fantastic. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's great. You know, the sun's shining. It's a Friday. It's going to warm up. And it might not be a bad weekend to start planning on looking for a job. Because I understand since things have been reopening, perhaps folks are itching to get off that couch and really go out there and try to see if they can't earn a paycheck if possible.
Absolutely. That really is the good news we're trying to spread right now is there are thousands of jobs open in Oklahoma. People are hiring, looking for help around the state, and we are kind of the central place that you can go to make that job connection.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful. You think about how long it's been for some folks, and I know that they're just itching. You've got all kinds of great toys out there, as I call them, or apps or something like that, where it makes it easy for the job seeker to actually get hooked up with the right resources.
Yeah, absolutely. Our initial goal is that everyone gets back to work and gets back to where they were, but with our tools and resources available on OklahomaWorks.gov, our hope is that people actually come out of this training and looking forward to maybe a higher earning potential job.
Oh, wow. That'd be great.
Yeah, we have those tools out there, but if a person's hasn't been in that mode for a while, you can go to our website, and we've got the online training, resume and cover letter templates. Click, add your information. A partnership with Goodwill where we do a bunch of different types of training as well. There's a talent exchange out there that job seekers are putting their information in, employers are putting their information in, and we're able to match those two folks together based on desired jobs. So just a lot of cool things going on. And these are things we had going on prior to COVID, and we've got some neater ideas in play for what we're going to do with some of the financing available through the federal COVID dollars.
Well, great. So you have resources on top of resources now.
Absolutely. Oklahoma is a place that people can work and stay and have a successful career, and we want to make sure we can help that to happen.
Oh boy, I got to tell you, it is one of the best places on earth, and I've been around this rock a little bit. Don, with the Oklahoma Workforce. Now, I understand that coming up next week, we have a series of webinars that reaches out not only to people looking for work, but employers too.
Exactly, we have almost as many resources on our site for employers as we do for employees. One of the things coming up next week is apprenticeship training programs. And so one of the best connections a person can make to the job that they want is through an apprenticeship, an actual opportunity to work in the job for pay, learn and work at the same time. It's what we refer to as work-based learning. Those programs are out there and growing, and we're helping employers to offset the cost of having those kind of programs. And so there are things going on all the time, but that's probably one of the biggest things that you'll see on our webpage, the opportunity to learn more about, as an employer, starting an apprenticeship program. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is really something cool. Once again, folks, if you've not been to their webpage in a long time, or if ever, I would invite you strongly to take a look at it today and over the weekend and as often as you feel necessary, because there are all kinds of resources. And if you're feeling kind of, you know, to the point where it's, oh, geez, you know, I've knocked on every door, I've called everybody. Well, get online here and let's see how this partnership with you and a workforce can begin, and how you could take advantage of all of the work that they're doing for you.
Yeah, and you know, as soon as you go onto our site, the first thing you'll see is a big red banner across the top that says you'll see the word COVID-19, and if you go there, that is especially streamlined to connect to the Oklahoma Department of Commerce, to OESC, all the FAQs about the hot topic of unemployment benefits right now. Mm-hmm. All those things are there. But also, you may have even heard the governor mention the talent exchange that I talked about before. But
yes,
we also have a new app, and Sean Copeland's been helping us to push the word on this as well. You know, every job seeking source has an app. Ours is not commercialized, so there's no. It's just your basic information and jobs available in Oklahoma. Thousands of jobs on OK Job Match is our app.
You're going to get that without the junk, as they say. It's a straightforward, transparent handshake relationship there.
Absolutely. Just the facts, ma'am. That's what we're doing there.
I like that. Now, have you opened your doors for folks to come in yet, or how are you working that? Are we still in the cyber virtual realm?
Yeah, for now, we are still in the virtual realm, and even as we start to open our doors in the 33 workforce centers around the state, we will still continue with the virtual. Not everyone's yet comfortable, and so we'll continue for a while once we get those things within the next month or so. We'll start to open our doors by appointment only and that sort of thing. But you can get the same exact service just going to our webpage. And if you don't know where your local workforce center is, you can go to oklahomawork.gov. There's an interactive map. Click on where you live, and it'll show you all the resources around you. But our goal is to get the doors open, but obviously our first goal is to do so safely. And we'll continue, like most businesses, to have some sort of hybrid between virtual and in-person until we all feel safe to just go great guns again at full open centers.
Well, it sounds like you're using your noodles, as they say. This is really nice. You know, I come into work on Friday, and the sun's shining, and I see on the roster here, I'm talking to Don with Oklahoma Workforce. I'm saying, hot dog, we're going to give some people some hope today. And I really think that is really what is going to be offered when folks make that connection with you.
Absolutely. That is what we hope for. It's what we do all the time, and what we're trying to do now is get the word out that you can grow your career in Oklahoma, not just find that next job, but find a better job. And we're connected to educational resources and training. We're core partners with Career Tech, and so a person can literally change their career and their ability to earn money by going to our site and connecting with these resources.
And you know what? That offers a great deal of hope for those who are currently working, knowing that there is an opportunity to step ahead and to go beyond what you thought was going to be, you know, the rest of your life. There's always an opportunity around the corner. It's just knowing which corner that you have to turn.
Yeah. I mean, we also offer assessments, you know, to kind of find out what is this that my talent aligns with, what should I be doing? We've seen some really great, we've got some great stories and turnarounds of people's lives. We work also with people who are justice involved. Mm-hmm. And so the commutation that our governor's focused on of prisoners, you know, coming out of the system, we've worked with those folks as well. And we've seen people go from really desperate, difficult lives to earning pay and building their family and making a difference. And really it's what gets us up every morning.
I tell you what, those are great stories when a person can uninvolved, justicely speaking, and start making that complete turnaround. And that turnaround oftentimes comes with steady employment. And next thing you know, some of those foolish antics just don't seem to make any sense anymore. And, that person becomes complete once again. And they become a taxpayer instead of a tax recipient, too. And that's a source of pride.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
Yeah, and when people make that turn from being a tax recipient to a taxpayer, that opens up dollars to help the next person. And so it's a good continuing positive cycle. You know, one of the things that we focus on in terms of cycles as well is breaking the cycle of poverty.
Yes.
And so we're encouraging people that have been in that cycle of poverty to reach out and make a difference and stop it for yourself. Stop it for those coming behind you and your family. And this is the way to do it.
Indeed. We also have sometimes veterans who are returning from being in Uncle Sam's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard, and they try to get back into civilian life. Do we have anything in particular for our folks in uniform returning to civilian life that workforce can maybe focus on?
Yeah, absolutely. There are veteran resources directly on our site. OESC also has a very lucrative veterans service as well. We are at every one of Oklahoma's bases as people, depending on your branch, whatever you call it. I was in the Army, so we ETS. So when you ETS out of the Army, those resources are there for you. We're actually reaching to people before they get out of the military and starting to help align those career resources. We do job fairs normally when things are in person. We do multiple job fairs all around the state, and we're building ways now to do those virtually. But, yeah, absolutely. Veteran resources, that's one of our main goals and a personal passion of mine as a veteran as well.
Well, very, very good. You know, when we start doing these more in contact type affairs, these job fairs and what have you, you know, I'll be checking, of course, the website, but don't be afraid to give us a shout, because we'd sure like to help people out just as much as you would in order to get them back where they feel that they need to be, or maybe even to better themselves from where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be the ultimate outcome of a terrible situation with the COVID pandemic, is people saying, hey, I had a rough 2 months, but now I'm making more than I was before.
Boy, wouldn't that be something, huh?
I'd love to hear that story.
I'd love to hear a mountain of them. Well, Don, I want to say thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day, and I know that you're busy there at Oklahoma Workforce, to spend some time with us and to let people know how they can make contact and maybe take that first step in turning it all around for the better.
Yeah, absolutely. OklahomaWorks.gov, any social media a source, and Oklahoma Job Match app. Those are the ways to connect to making a difference.
Those apps are fun, aren't they?
They are.
They're easy. Hey, thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great day. Have yourself a great weekend, and I hope to have a conversation with you again sometime down the line.
That sounds great. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right. Thank you very much. Don Morris there with Oklahoma Workforce, and look them up online. You've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Still to come, we've got some news on the way from the Oklahoma News Network, plus a check on the weather as well. It is 8:48.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing. There is an easier way.